for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Republicans now targeting Attorney General Merrick Garland for contempt of Congress. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has details.
The contempt resolution will focus on the Justice Department's refusal to turn over the audio tapes of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Transcripts of the two-day talk were released, but not the recordings. The House Judiciary Committee is set to vote on the resolution next week, teeing up a full vote on the House floor.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a hearing today confirmed the U.S. has paused some bomb shipments for Israel as it reviews Israel's military operations in Rafah. Talks on a ceasefire and hostage release deal also ongoing. President Biden in Racine, Wisconsin today. He announced Microsoft will invest more than $3 billion in an AI facility, creating some 3,000 jobs. And the threat of tornadoes lingering in the heartland today. A state of emergency remains in Michigan after a reported twister outside Kalamazoo. This is ABC News. Whatever one New Jersey woman does for Mother's Day, she unlikely will be just as busy as the day she became a mother earlier this year.
Tamia Brevard Rodriguez went into labor about a month early. It was a big surprise.
I was physically prepared for a pregnancy. Mentally, my brain was not on a baby.
That's because the Rutgers University graduate student was set to defend her dissertation that day. The baby, a boy named Enzo, was born in a car on the way to the hospital. Once they got there and all was good, she went through with the defense.
I had the support. I just needed to take a nap, take a shower, and regroup.
She did not tell the faculty members until afterwards. Brian Clark, ABC News.
New rules from the CDC for dogs entering the U.S. The animals must be at least 6 months old, be microchipped, and must either have a rabies vaccine or have not been from a country with rabies. The new rules go into effect in August. An estimated 1 million dogs enter the U.S. each year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go. But the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a low close to 50. Clouds around tomorrow morning and maybe a shower, then some afternoon sunshine and highs low 60s. More sunshine than clouds for Friday, a little breezy, highs near 70. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Now, this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden touts Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment to build an AI data center on the Pleasant Prairie campus of the failed Foxconn project, and as expected, his remarks over the noon hour included digs at his predecessor.
They wasted hundreds of millions of dollars, your state and local tax dollars, to promise a project that never happened. Foxconn turned out to be just that. A con.
This is Biden's fourth visit to the critical state for his re-election bid. A well-known name in Wisconsin Republican circles says he will not be voting for Donald Trump in November. Former House Speaker and Janesville Congressman Paul Ryan telling Yahoo Finance on Tuesday that character is too important to him. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the renewal of the school resource officer contract between the city and the Durand, Arkansas School District, along with reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the WRDN website. Lawmakers continue to say Governor Evers is to blame for the lack of hospital money in the Chippewa Valley. State Representative Mark Bourne yesterday said Governor Evers decided to change the specifics of the proposal that would have sent $15 million to the other hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The legislature agreed on that money after HSHS closed Sacred Heart and St. Joe's back in March. Bourne says the governor decided to expand the plan and send the money to other hospitals across western Wisconsin and allow it to be used for whatever those hospitals wanted. Bourne said the governor had his chance, but chose to play games instead. However, State Senator Jeff Smith said that the Joint Finance Committee kicked the can down the road, quote unquote, and also called the inaction of the committee, quote, inexcusable if not unconstitutional, unquote. The man arrested in Lake Halley for running down the road with a machete last February is now wanted. Court records show Chad Nyland skipped his court date yesterday. Police say Nyland told them he was drunk and high on meth when he was arrested back in February. In addition to the machete, police say Nyland tried to crash into a squad car before he was arrested. Nyland now has an active warrant out of Eau Claire County as well. A Midwest-based grocery store is recalling several products over potential salmonella contamination. Hy-Vee stores say some of their plain regular and whipped cream cheese spreads and cookies and cream mix are covered by the recall. No illnesses have been reported in Wisconsin. There are eight locations in the state, including Eau Claire. Hy-Vee recommends throwing the product away or returning it for a refund. A Rochester middle school will go back to its pre-COVID policy of having students leave their backpacks in their lockers. The principal of Kellogg Middle School said the revived policy will go into effect today. In a letter to parents, the principal said the backpacks create a distraction because of items carried into class. That includes prohibited items like vape pens and pocket knives. Students can carry a drawstring bag with them to class if needed. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Durand, Arkansas School District's Board of Education has completed first-round interviews on April 30th and May 2nd for the district superintendent opening. Four candidates were selected to participate in first-round interviews from an original field of eight applicants. Upon completion of initial interviews, the board selected two finalists. One finalist, Dr. Ryan Nelson, will participate in a final round of interviews with the Board of Education and district administrators on May 14th. The second finalist decided to remain with their current district and withdrew their application. Dr. Nelson is completing his 10th year as the district administrator for the Augusta Area School District. Prior to becoming superintendent, Ryan served as elementary principal in the district for 3 years. Durand Public Works is informing residents that street seal coating projects will begin next Monday. Seal coating will be happening on Washington Street from 6th Avenue East to 11th Avenue East, on 9th Avenue East from Prospect Street to Washington Street, on 10th Avenue East from Washington Street until the end of 10th Avenue. There'll be no parking and roads will be closed until the seal coating has cured. Crews will begin at 9 a.m. on Monday, depending on the weather. That project should be completed by May 17th. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department is reminding people that they don't call people to threaten to arrest them. The sheriff's office yesterday issued a warning about a phone scam that is once again making the rounds. The scammers call people and threaten to arrest them unless they pay a fine. The Chippewa County Sheriff says that's not how that works. He says if you get that call, simply hang up. Some wedding barn owners in Wisconsin are taking the new state's liquor law to court. Two wedding barn owners, one from Berlin and the other from Blair, filed a lawsuit against the State Department of Revenue. The owners say Wisconsin's new liquor law that requires wedding barn owners to either limit their offerings or get an expensive liquor license is unconstitutional. Wisconsin lawmakers overhauled the state's liquor laws last year. In addition to sweeping changes for how beer, liquor, and wine can be sold, the new law included a change aimed at small wedding barns that allow people to bring their own beer and liquor to their event. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says that law is wrong because it was essentially written by lobbyists to benefit the state's enshrined liquor powers that be. A Southeast Minnesota school district is facing a budget shortfall. The Byron School District announced that the district will have a $1 million budget shortfall this fiscal year and next fiscal year. The district says rising health care costs, declining enrollment, and the ending of COVID-19 funding are all playing into the reasons for the shortfall. The Byron School Board will be having a special meeting Monday to discuss recommended actions. The board will then meet again on May 20th to discuss possible staffing reductions. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better
known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A bear warning for residents in Jefferson County. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department alerted residents to a bear that is roaming around the Lake Mills area. In a social media post, the Sheriff's Department was encouraging people to keep their distance from the bear. Don't try to approach it or to take a picture of the bear or even attempt to feed it. They're also advising residents to keep pets inside and avoid putting out any type of bird feeders. I also told residents you need to keep the garbage cans inside as the bear makes its way through the county. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
McDowell to Spire Motorsports in 2025. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
She is the track too tough to take.
The lady in black. She's got a thing for tradition, a hankering for history, and she sure likes a good challenge. Well, when Throwback Weekend comes to town, she'll get exactly what she wants and play extra hard to get.
These guys are going to have their hands full.
Shall We Dance? The official Throwback Weekend of NASCAR, May 10th through the 12th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After seven seasons with Front Row Motorsports in the NASCAR Cup Series, it was revealed today that Michael McDowell will join Spire Motorsports beginning in 2025. The 39-year-old from Glendale, Arizona, has signed a multi-year contract to pilot the number 71 Chevrolet, alongside new teammates Corey LaJoie and Carson Hocevar. McDowell won the 2021 Daytona 500 and Verizon 200 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 2023, giving him two playoff berths. Current drivers of the number 71, Zane Smith and Stephen Duran, will remain for 24 as the organization continues their collaboration with Trackhouse Racing. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Another attempted comeback for the Brewers falling just short today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They trailed 6-2 to start the ninth inning, scored a pair of runs before leaving a couple of runners on to end the baseball game. The Brewers open a four-game series against the Cardinals at MFM Field tomorrow night after falling to the Royals 6-4 today. The Brewers reinstated Christian Yelich from the disabled list after he missed 20 games while dealing with a sore back. Yelich said before the game he expects some periodic DH duty for a while.
It's almost been a month since playing and just want to make sure ramping up correctly, but I feel good and excited to be back out there.
NBA playoffs tonight. Knicks host Indiana, looking to go up 2-0 on the Pacers. NHL tonight. Boston's at Florida, looking to go up 2-0 in that series. Canucks and Oilers battling in Vancouver in game one of their round two Western Conference series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. We've got a story here today affecting both Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week confirmed chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in Pierce County. That's a border county along the Mississippi River. More details when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed the first positive test result for CWD in a wild deer in Pierce County. The deer was sick and humanely dispatched in the town of Spring Lake and is within 10 miles of the Dunn and St. Croix County borders. It's due east of the Twin Cities by about 30 miles and roughly 20 miles from the St. Croix River and Minnesota border. The deer was a 4 to 5 year old doe and is the first confirmed wild deer CWD positive detected in Pierce County. As a result of the detection, Pierce County will begin a 3-year baiting and feeding ban on May 15th, as will nearby St. Croix County. Dunn County already has bans in place. Wisconsin state law requires that the DNR enact a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in counties where CWD has been detected, as well as a 2-year ban in adjoining counties. The DNR intends to hold a local public meeting about the CWD detection, but date and time for that meeting have yet to be determined. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Call 800-290-6207 now and save $300 on any plan and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free. Call 800-290-6207.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a low close to 50. Clouds around tomorrow morning and maybe a shower, then some afternoon sunshine and highs low 60s. More sunshine than clouds for Friday, a little breezy, highs near 70. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Wednesday, by the way. See, I'm trying to interject some optimism because I know there was a lot of red on the screen today as we looked at the markets, but there's a lot of factors that stemmed a little bit from yesterday with some release of some numbers ahead of Friday's reports coming from the USDA, not to only mention the Feds talking about interest rates. So we're going to bring in and find out all the details about this movement coming with Arlen Suderman. Arlen, of course, is with StoneX. So let's first talk about Brazil and Argentina and some of those expectations as those numbers got released yesterday.
Yeah, as we look at Brazil and Argentina, they've obviously been having some adverse weather. The dry season has arrived for much of the safrinha or winter corn crop. But further to the south in southern Brazil, where they're trying to wrap up soybean harvest, they've been having excessive rains, and that pattern continues and is expected to continue over at least the next 10 days and maybe longer. And as you get further south into Argentina, they've had it wetter than what they would prefer, but not to the damaging levels that we've seen in Rio Grande do Sul. As we look at the crop in Brazil, the soybean crop in Brazil overall, USDA continues to say that crop's around 155 million metric tons. Their local agency, Conabi, is at about 10 million metric tons, less than that. And we're right in the middle with our customer survey. So how much loss might we have from the flooding and catastrophic rains that we're seeing in Rio Grande do Sul? Right now, we estimate that 70% of Rio Grande do Sul was harvested when the rain started. So that left about 6.9 million metric tons still in the field. So we're going to see varying degrees of harvest loss, shattering of pods, sprouting into pods, et cetera, of that. To what degree, we don't know, because we won't know really until the rains stop. But the longer the rains last, the more there will be. Further south into Argentina, even the locals can't agree whether there's any notable damage or not. So that tells me that there's not significant damage yet at this point, and we're still looking at basically double production that we saw last year after the drought. So not enough of a drop, particularly if, based on the cash market in Brazil, they're trading USDA numbers more than they are their own numbers. So that would mean it'd simply be getting down into the upper 140s in a worst-case scenario, a million metric tons. And as I've said before, they need to drop below 145 million metric tons to really start positively impacting the U.S. balance sheet. So that's really not playing out. Now, as we go into Friday's report in WASD, this is the first report that will have the USDA's 24-25 marketing year balance sheets. And so we start with the old crop ending stocks projections, which are 2.1 billion bushels for corn and about 340 million bushels for soybeans, according to USDA estimates. That's how much surplus we'll be carrying over into the new year. That's about 15 million metric tons of surplus above what the trade would like to see before it starts rationing demand with higher prices or being able to sustain a rally. So we need to see enough corn production lost in South America to really offset that 15 million metric tons. And then we're still looking at, with the acreage estimated for both corn and soybeans, increasing stocks based on average trade guesses to this point by about 100 million bushels for corn, soybeans, and wheat for the coming year. So then you have to start eating into that with adverse weather here in the States. So overall, Friday is expected to be kind of sobering. Those numbers, those pre-report estimates, came out late on Tuesday, and that's when the rally really started faltering here in the United States, as traders started thinking maybe we need to hit the pause button on the rally until we see what USDA says on Friday.
So that would be a perfect nutshell as to why we saw the trade that we saw today. What do we expect tomorrow, though? Because we still have an entire two overnights and a day trade before these numbers come out.
Yeah, so the question is the farmer continue to sell as he has done on this rally, fearing like he may have missed it, this may have been his only opportunity, or does he stop selling again? And I think overall the funds have lightened their load of short positions, so they're less worried about covering short positions. Excuse me. So that removes a big buyer from the market. So the question is, will you have a seller? Will the funds come back and rebuild short positions? Probably not aggressively at this point, but will a farmer be seller? And that's going to be one of the keys over the next couple of days.
So other factors that are kind of weighing in, let's talk a little bit about this weather and what's gotten reported out of Russia with a cold snap.
Yeah, one of the things that got the fund short covering going into wheat market before chart buying just kind of started getting the funds going long, buying long positions, was the continual dry stretch over the southern half of Russia's winter wheat belt. And that continues. They've had a few showers, but overall, it's still at risk. Now, it's been pretty cold, and so that's reduced the stress on the crop. And so, therefore, we really can't assume a crop failure yet at this point. So I think the market got ahead of itself there. But, in fact, it was so cold that we'd heard of some frost, but now we're hearing rumors, and Reuters had a story today as well, that we may have done more damage to the crops from the frost than what was anticipated. So that's something we're still trying to get a handle on. Obviously, there's not a lot of good data that comes out of Russia. But the bottom line is, if we have a significant failure in Russia, and that's still a big if, that's something that would refocus the global market on how tight stocks are in many of the other exporting countries and might precipitate additional strength in wheat going forward.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. More is coming up. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this Fed talk that came out, the discussion there, and what it might mean to your interest rates as well. Find out. Arlen's got his thoughts on what has been the dropping factor for this livestock market. Stick around. It's a Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues this afternoon with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. And so let's talk about the Fed. The announcement that came out of Minneapolis dealing with the interest rates, and it kind of gave a blanket statement of this is where I think we need to be.
Yeah, Susan, I remember 6 months ago when we talked about Fed policy, and I said I didn't expect any rate cuts in 2024. In fact, I expected reinflation to be coming back by the second and third quarter, and I suspected that the funds would become uncomfortable with their short positions, which were very large, and unwind their short positions. Not that I was bullish the fundamentals, but that would help us get some better prices where the market would manage supply and demand at a higher price level. And that's much of what has helped influence the market movement here over the last couple of weeks as that has played out. And I really agree with you. And I think the Fed actually made things worse. Back in December, they started talking dovish, and we saw the economy get juiced. And we can look at the data and see how stock market surged and consumer sentiment surged and consumer buying surged and brought back inflationary pressures. I thought the Fed would recognize that and take a more hawkish tone in the March meeting. And instead, they kind of dug in their heels and talked dovish once again. And so we saw more resurgence of that. And it continues to be the case. And now that they have slowed the pace of shrinking their balance sheet, that means that we have brought interest rates temporarily lower because we have temporarily helped the situation with enough buyers of debt certificates to allow those interest rates to come down near term. And we've seen the stock market respond positively. So we are going to juice the housing market again, as well as other sectors. And we're going to see that continue in the data. And we've got a lot of fiscal stimulus still going as well. And all of that comes together to say higher inflation down the road. And I don't see the Fed being able to cut rates unless they simply do so for political reasons. So that's kind of the reality where we are. The negative of that means higher interest rates for farming operations as well as credit cards. And also the risk with the government spending that we're doing, increasing debt certificates, that we'll see a credit downgrade that also increases interest rates. The good news is does help support grain and oilseed prices for the farmer who produces those. That's, of course, negative for the buyer of those grain and oilseeds, or the end user, be it the feedlot or the ethanol plant or whatever. Fiscal and monetary policy right now is basically inflationary in nature.
All right, speaking of the feedlot, let's get your takeaway. I mean, we came back after a mid-session big dive in this market, but what are your thoughts on the feeder cattle and the live cattle and the way they traded today?
Well, fortunately, we've gone a couple of days without any fresh headlines about avian bird flu. But the question is, can we support higher cash cattle prices? We surprisingly had a big push in cash cattle prices last week, $1 to mostly $2 higher, stronger in the south as far as the gains. And then we saw product prices for choice cuts jump by over $4.50 on Monday, I believe it was. And that gave us a boost from the board as a result. But then we couldn't sustain it. And we're seeing that product market start to fall back once again. And one of the problems, one of the challenges we're facing is every time we boost prices for product here in the States, we're seeing this big surge in imports and the arbitrage opportunities on the global market surging the imports. And in fact, the data that just came out a couple of days ago on export-import data showed that for the first quarter of this year, because the data was through March, the first quarter of this year, imports of beef are up 25% year on year. And that is kind of putting a lid over the top of this market. So I think we're losing the interest of the fund managers in this cattle market, even though we're in a tight inventory situation. And that inventory situation is expected to get even tighter going forward as we start to rebuild the cow herd. So without the funds to push things higher and with the scope of imports that we're having, we're currently keeping a lid on this market and leaving it vulnerable.
Arlen, folks are talking consumer confidence as well being an issue, especially on the hog side, but I'm sure leaking over to the cattle as well.
Yeah, the pork demand has been good. Some of that has been value buying down the value chain from beef down to pork because of the prices. We've also seen good export demand for pork and even a little bit better for beef than we anticipated. But overall, we have to keep the consumer engaged.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
StoneX.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at ArlenFF101.
All right, that is today's Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And the Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home,
Our family serving your family for years to come.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. On Saturday, Mystic Dan took home the roses at the 150th Kentucky Derby in Louisville. But Kentucky agriculture was also a big winner. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode to find out how to stay safe, sane, and productive during those busy seasons on the farm.
You have to make sure that you are ready for the long hours. Important part of our conversation to keep everyone safe, functioning well, and maybe most of all, sane during what can be a chaotic season. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Since 1875, the Kentucky Derby has been one of the preeminent tests of thoroughbred racehorses in the United States. And of the 150 horses who have won the event, 114 of them have been from Kentucky. That tradition was continued this past weekend when Mystic Dan won the race in one of the closest finishes in years. The race itself and the social events that surround it are big business in the state, with Kentucky Agricultural Commissioner Jonathan Schell reporting that the most exciting 2 minutes in sports brings nearly $400 million to the local economy, as hotels fill with visitors and bartenders serve up mint juleps, boosting the region's bourbon industry as well. It shouldn't be a surprise that Kentucky-bred horses have long dominated on the Churchill Downs Oval, as the Kentucky equine industry, built on the high-quality bluegrass in the center of the state, has given that state the nickname Horse Capital of the World. More than 30,000 farms are in the horse business in Kentucky, covering nearly a million acres of the state. In 2022, the industry as a whole generated $27.7 billion in revenue for Kentucky. That figure has climbed by more than 18% over the prior decade, despite a drop in horse numbers during that same period. The study found just under 210,000 horses in the state, with thoroughbreds the most common, at nearly 50,000 head. Total revenue from horse sales in 2021 set a record at $824 million, and that kind of economic value has driven ongoing local focus on equine issues. The University of Louisville, located about seven city blocks north of Churchill Downs, claims to be the only school in the world with an equine business degree, with board member Mary Nixon saying that the industry globally has nearly $300 billion worth of impact, and anything the university can do to get more people involved in this iconic Kentucky industry, the better. I'll be back after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
For taking home the cup in the 150th Kentucky Derby on Saturday, Mystic Dan earned $3.1 million from the purse, the largest in race history. It's likely that the economic impact from this year's event could also be the largest in race history, as 157,000 people crowded the stands to watch the photo finish. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a low close to 50. Clouds around tomorrow morning and maybe a shower, then some afternoon sunshine and highs low 60s. More sunshine than clouds for Friday, a little breezy, highs near 70. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Go and Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge.
That's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a been found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. This is God. Dirt and work until the week's done. We take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, 'cause we're proud to be from God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting
rocks I end up in. When it's my time, lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line, oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. It's gonna be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. Let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're not out of here. Hey! Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a queen in a magazine. Now tell me what's your style.
Well, so you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. So hold your head up and tell yourself that there's something more. Walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge. Put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on remembering. Set you free.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
You're the kind of woman I've been dreaming of, but I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. You probably think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so. I'll open up my heart and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go. I wanna give you all I got inside. I wanna love you for the rest of my life.
There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it, I don't regret it. I'll give you my love in a minute.
If you want it,
come and get it. There I've done it, there I've said it.
there you have it. This is confidential, I've never told a soul. Every time I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt. I wanna be with you and nobody else.
There I've done it, and there I've said it.